Part B. A week later, thanks to Menon, Kalam got a call to come for an interview for the post of Rocket Engineer by the Indian Committee for Space Research, INCOSPAR. This had been set up recently to spearhead India's space efforts. The interview took place in Bombay, with the questions being asked mainly by Dr. Vikram Sarabhai. It became clear that Sarabhai was not so much interested in the extent of Kalam's knowledge base as in his ability to think. Kalam was selected and sent for training to the TIFR Computer Center. From there, he went to Thumba in Kerala, where an equatorial rocket launching station was set up in 1962. Almost immediately, Kalam was sent by Sarabhai for a 6-month training course at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, center in the US. It was the first trip abroad. After a brief visit to Rameshwaram, where he had an emotional meeting with his family, Kalam arrived at NASA's Langley Research Center in Virginia and then went to the Goddard Space Flight Center. On a visit to the flight facility at Wallops Island, he happened to see a painting in the lobby depicting a battle scene in which rockets were being fired. It turned out to be a picture of Tipu Sultan's troop attacking the British with rockets. Buoyed by the discovery of his unexpected and to him unknown chapter in the history of rocketry, Kalam vowed that he would devote himself to researching the science of rocketry in India. An unhappy fallout of the US visit took place almost 40 years later, when, following the rapid developments in India's missile program, it was said that they were the result of the Kalam had learned at NASA. A caustic Kalam remarked that the only rocket he had seen take off had failed in its mission. After launch, it had landed on the jeep belonging to NASA's director. He saw it as another indication of the inability of the West to appreciate India's expertise and an attempt to struggle her scientific skills.